It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sourwine.
Good morning, it's Thursday, April 16th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. We're up to 365 positive cases of COVID-19. Of those 365, 142 have recovered, 13 are currently hospitalized, and there have been 9 deaths so far in North Dakota. Dickey County is still one of 22 counties without a confirmed case. Governor Burgum has extended his order to keep most businesses closed until at least the end of April. Burgum's declaration comes on the heels of 8 employees testing positive for COVID-19 at a wind turbine manufacturing plant in Grand Forks. An article on the Fargo Forum's website says the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says North Dakota will have 32 deaths from COVID-19 by August 4th. That prediction is a drastic drop from the initial prediction, which said 171 deaths would occur in North Dakota. A U.S. judge has canceled a key permit for the Keystone XL oil pipeline that's expected to stretch from Canada to Nebraska. The ruling on Wednesday marks another setback for the disputed project that got underway less than 2 weeks ago, following years of delays. The judge says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers failed to adequately consider the pipeline's effect on endangered species. Attorneys say the ruling won't shut down work that started at the U.S.-Canada border. A study released today estimates cattle industry losses as a result from COVID-19 will reach $13.6 billion. The study was conducted by the NCBA. The study reveals that calf producers will see the largest impact with COVID-19-related losses, totaling $3.7 billion alone. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.